Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Wednesday night. This is Brother Nate, the God's Word to Man broadcaster. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, you know how we do this. For those of you who follow us on Blog Talk Radio, we always open up with prayer. So let us open up with prayer before we go into the lesson today. Amen. So wherever you are, I want you to join in with me and let us petition the Lord together for His Spirit to be with us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ because you are Lord. And no one has done for us that you have done who came down in the flesh. And, Lord God, you allow yourself to be crucified for us. You became sin who knew no sin for us, Lord. You raised from the dead for us. And we're grateful this day for what you've done. Now, Lord, therefore, being the all-wise one, we approach you in humility. And not in pride, but we humble ourselves before the Almighty Creator and petition you that your Spirit will be with us. Lord God, as we take this journey once again into this message tonight, my personal prayer to you, Lord, that I will deliver this message for your glory. So, Lord, let your anointing fall on the words of my mouth. And, Lord God, let it go straight to the heart of the listeners. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise to God. We're going to open up from the book of John, chapter 11, and we're going to look at starting verses 38 to verse 40. Book of John, chapter 11, verses 38 to verse 40. Now, as I was coming on the Blog Talk Radio, I noticed that, you know, when we come on, a computer always announces, you know, how many minutes we got before airtime and, you know, how long it'd be before we can go on. And I noticed whenever the computer does a little skipping its words quite a bit, it means there's some technical difficulties. So if you have problems hearing me, rest assured that's what's going on. It's some technical difficulties here, Mississippi, well, and now we're experiencing some rain. So, hey, but anyhow, glory to God. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, every hindrance, Lord God, that hinders this message from going out, I rebuke it, and I take charge and command over it in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you did with the sea, Father, you said, peace be still, and it was still, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, I say to any trouble by Satan, any trouble, period, I say, peace be still, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. The book of John, chapter 11, verse 38 to verse 40. And the word of God said, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. There was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. need of a shot of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The title of our message today from the Lord is, Said I Not Unto Thee. Now, this goes to those of you who brought a petition before the Lord. And God spoke to thee and said, in this thing you shall see the glory of God. You brought a petition before the Lord. You know, in this 11th chapter, and it tells us in the 34th verse that the sisters of Lazarus sent unto Jesus this message saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said in verse 4 in this 11th chapter, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Hallelujah. There have been those of you who walked your petition before the Lord, and God spoke to you and said, this is not the end. You shall see. This is for the glory of God. Yet still, after the Lord said it, the thing still happened. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. God is a God of timing. The Bible tells us that after he was given this message, that he stayed in the place where he was 2 days. Now, in our carnal mind, if we was there with Jesus at that time and he had got such a message, we would say, Lord, aren't you going to leave? Aren't you going to go see about him? But remember, Jesus said this was for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, being on time and having a particular time to manifest his glory, even when he told his disciples, he spoke to them plainly. He said, Lazarus is dead. And he said that I'm glad for your sakes I wasn't there to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. He said that because, listen, if Jesus was there and Lazarus would have went on and died and he didn't have done nothing, hadn't done anything, they would have looked at him, it would have did something to their faith. Because they didn't understand, they wouldn't understand the timing of God. See, God's glory, let's get this, we must understand this. God's glory is not only seen in preventing a thing. I need you to hear this, glory. But it's also seen in resurrecting a thing. I'm going to say that again, hallelujah. Because some of you prayed, and God spoke a word to you and said, This is not the end. This is for the glory of God. And the thing you talked to them about is still happening anyhow. And you got upset. And I understand you, because there are many times I've gotten upset. I said, Lord, I came to you about this thing. You still let it happen. What's going on? And see, sometimes we fail to understand that the glory of God is not only seen when he prevents something, but is seen when he resurrects something. Jesus, glory, hallelujah. So the Bible tells us that when Jesus on his way there, he comes to one of the sisters, he is approached by one of the sisters, Martha. Martha, the Bible said in verse 20, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him. Mary just stayed still. She just sat still in the house. Okay, she didn't come out, because sometimes we're so upset We may not want to admit it sometimes that the thing happened. We are upset with the Lord, and I don't even want to go meet. I don't want to say nothing to God. Amen. Amen. Now, you don't have to raise your hand. Glory. You don't have to raise your hand. You know who you are. And I'm not saying this to glorify myself, but there have been times I have been angry with God. There's been times that I brought a petition before him, and the things still happened, and I was upset. And I did not want to say nothing to God. And so the Bible tells us that Martha goes to meet him, but Mary sat still in the house. And so Martha says unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. The statement that Martha made was not true. Because remember in verse 15, Jesus told the disciples that he was glad for their sake that he wasn't there to intend that they would believe. Why? Because if he was there and Lazarus would have went ahead and died and he wouldn't have done nothing, it would have destroyed their faith. Because the timing of God was going to manifest the glory of God. Hallelujah. And Martha thought that the situation called for him to prevent the death, the thing from happening. And she didn't understand that the glory of God was going to be seen in resurrecting the thing that seems to be dead and done away with. Hallelujah. This is why some of us, when God spoke that and the thing happened, and it never happened, and you start thinking, did God lie? No, because remember, he said in verse 40, what he said to Mary, or to Martha rather, he said, Said not I unto thee, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And what many of us don't want to admit, that when we saw that thing still happen anyway, our faith went. Amen. It went. And that's why the thing ended like that. It was not God's intention for it to end like that. Somebody need to hear this. Because he said you would see his glory in this thing. But what happened, glory, I never shut up. But what happened is when you saw that thing before your eyes like it was over with, your faith went. Some of you came to the Lord and said, Lord, they sent me a letter, said they're going to take my house, they're going to foreclose on my house, and the foreclosure happened anyhow, and your faith went. Glory. Even after God spoke the word to you and said, you're going to see my glory in this. Hallelujah. He called us shut. But there have been others who had seen the glory of God through a situation that appeared to have still happened anyway. They saw God resurrect the thing. Why? Because they kept believing. Hallelujah. They kept believing. Jesus, glory. Hallelujah. And it's amazing how that we can muster the faith to believe God for future things. But when it comes to the present things of right now, we struggle. The Bible tells us that in verse 22, after Martha has told Jesus, that, hey, Jesus, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you would have showed up, they wouldn't have went ahead and foreclosed my house. If you would have showed up, Lord, the disease wouldn't have got worse. God, if you would have showed up, they wouldn't have garnished in my check. Lord, if you would have showed up, they wouldn't have cut up in service. If you would have showed up, Lord, I came to you before it happened. I talked to you about it, and it still happened anyway. If you would have showed up, it wouldn't have happened. But once again, we missed it. Because when you petition God about it, and he answered, and he spoke to you in your spirit, because some of you know what I'm talking about. He told you, you shall see my glory in this thing. He told you. But you thought that the glory of God was going to be manifest in preventing it. The glory of God was going to be manifest in resurrecting it. Glory. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in verse 22, Martha said, but I know. And this is after she said, Jesus, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou would ask of God, God would give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. But look at Martha's response to that. Martha said unto him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection, at the land. So she's thinking at the future, on a future thing. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and life. He said, believe it in me, though he were dead, yes, shall he live. My God, hallelujah. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he asked a question, believest thou this? Do you believe? Hallelujah. She said unto him, yeah, Lord. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, we should come into the world. Hallelujah. You glory. My God. She said, yeah, Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Our God is merciful and gracious. He speaks to us even at times when our faith begins to wane. We're looking and we don't understand sometimes certain things he says to us. He begins to teach us and begins to explain to us. But yet still, that's what activates his promise, your faith. When he said it to her in verse 26, he ended with a question, believest thou this? Because our faith, when God said, you should see my glory. And we understand that the thing that activates his glory to be seen is believing. We have to have faith. And so some people who said, you know, God told me such thing about this, and he didn't stop and deal with the past. I do believe some of them that God did tell them. But the problem is that when that thing appeared to be dead to them, and even after they petitioned God, and the thing appeared to have gotten worse, their faith went with it. And therefore, God couldn't move. Glory. Hallelujah. You know, people, when I was looking at this text here, because my thing is I want to apply it to me first. Many times when we're studying, we need to apply it to ourselves first. And I was looking at this, and I was thinking about some things that I had talked to God about, situations, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke in my spirit. And after that, it appears the thing got worse. And what I was talking to God about, I wanted something prevented. And even when God said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that for you, I was looking for the glory of God to be manifest in preventing it from getting worse, or even preventing some things from happening. But it was not so. And I know that there's times that I miss out on what God could have done for me, because when I saw those things still continue to happen, still continue and got worse, my faith went with it. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about even after God spoke a word to me, said, you're going to see my glory in this situation. Oh, okay. Next thing you know, the situation like it got worse. And my faith with it. How many of you understand what I'm saying? How many of you, you know, just think about it. Okay. Hallelujah. See, there are some things we missed out on that God actually spoke to us and said, hey, you're going to see my glory in this. You're going to see my glory. So the Bible tells us that now, and Jesus, in verse 28, when after Martha said what she said to Jesus, Martha goes her way and called Mary. She called Mary secretly, and Mary, she said, Mary said, Mary, the master's coming, he calleth for thee. Even when Mary sat still in the house, you know, God is so merciful, even when we are upset with him, because things didn't turn out like we thought they should have, or we thought God should have been here to prevent such and such a thing to happen. He's still calling for us. Thank God that he's still calling for us. The Bible said as soon as she heard that, she arose, came unto him. She had not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And the Bible said the Jews that which were with her in the house, Jews that comfort her. When they saw Mary rose up and she hastily went out they follow her, saying she go up into the grave to weep there. She, you know, that's what they're looking at. Okay, this thing is really, you know, taking her. You know, when Mary was come where Jesus was, and they saw him, The Bible says she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, hallelujah, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Falling down before is an act of worship. And there are those, even though they may have been upset, they still have the spirit to get down and worship. And they talk to the Lord. You know, God, you know, it's not about disrespecting God, don't get me wrong, but God wants us to be honest with him about how we feel. And Mary, she still had the spirit to worship him. Even though she just saw, quote, her brother died, even though she thought to herself, hey, Jesus, if you'd have been here, this wouldn't have happened. She didn't, more or less, she didn't understand why you didn't show up. We sent you a message, just like some of you today. You said, Jesus, why you didn't show up? Why you didn't prevent this? I petitioned you. I prayed. I asked you about it. I talked to you about it. And some of you still, you operate the spirit of worship. You still worship God. Everybody doesn't remain in that spirit of worship. There's some people in an instance like this or in other situations where they'll just quit worshiping God, period. They don't want nothing to do with God. You talk to them and say, Jesus, Lord, and Jesus love you, the words they're going to return to you is going to be harsh. And they're going to come out to you, I don't want to hear nothing about no Jesus because such and such was, I prayed to him about such and such, and don't let such and such die, and blah, blah, and this and that, and he still did it. He still let it happen. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many of you have come across people like that? Amen. How many of you at one point was like that yourself? The Bible said when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews weeping that came with her, he groaned in his spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And the Bible said, Jesus wept. You know, sometimes people, we think that Jesus not in touch. He's not in touch with what we're going through. Oh, yeah. When you hurt, he hurt. When you're disappointed, he's disappointed. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes we pick glory. Jesus, ooh, glory. I sense the spirit of the Lord just witnessing to me about that right there. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory. Some of you out there, when this thing has happened, you think that Jesus is not in touch with what you're going through, and he is. The Bible said when they was weeping, he wept. It touched him, okay? He didn't stand up and look at him and say, what's wrong with y'all? Y'all acting crazy, cut all that stuff out. He didn't say that. The Bible said he wept. And the Jews even said, behold how he loved him. So some of them said, and here's where many times in instances like this, you can't have everybody around you when you're going through certain things. You can't just have anybody around you. You can't have everybody around you. And many times when God, you know, has spoken a word to you about your situation and said that you're going to see his glory, and even the people around you see that it's like it's dead, it's in. There's sometimes around you, and it can be family folks, that speaks the word of God. The Bible said in verse 37, and some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? Ooh, glory. Was that some uplifting words for Mary and Martha? No. And see, sometimes we are around the wrong people. Let's be real. And hallelujah. There was times in my Christian walk that I shared certain things with people about what God told me, and they, because of what they saw was different, they just shot it down. That's why I said that you can't be around just anybody, especially when you're going through particular things, because they can even be used of the devil to speak a seed of doubt. The Bible said Jesus groaned within himself, coming to the grave, was a cave and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, the same Martha that said at first, before Mary, Lord, if you could be, he wouldn't die. But Lord, I know that now you ask God anything, he'll give it to you. And Jesus said, hey, your brother should rise again. Explain to her, he said, he that believeth in me, though he died, he should live it. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she told Jesus, yes. Now, the same Martha, verse 39, when Jesus said, take away the stone, Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. Now, how quick she was to forget what he said. He had been there 4 days. But here's the beautiful thing about Jesus. Jesus will remind us of some things he told us about the situation. Amen. The Bible tells us in also in the book of John, 14th chapter, that the Spirit of God will bring back to your remembrance the things that Jesus told you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever seen something where you ask, you petition God about it, and it seemed like the things didn't happen anyway, and it was over with? And you believe God, and God resurrect that thing. And before he resurrect that thing, God spoke to you and said, did I not tell you that you would see my glory in this? Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus. He said unto Martha, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, that thou shouldest see the glory of God? And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Now, understand this. The Bible says in Romans 10, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then he tells us in James chapter 2, faith without works is dead. So, remember, Jesus said, take away the stone. Now, they still had to operate in faith. Even though they heard Jesus speak that word, they still had to put action to what they believed. And if they believed that Jesus knew what he was talking about, they would do it. So the Bible said, verse 41, they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. So wherever your situation is, that appears to be over with, and God speak to you and tell you to do something in connection to that situation, do it. Even if it looks like it's over, do it. Hallelujah. If they foreclosed on your house already, they say it's going to be sold tomorrow, and the Spirit of the Lord speaks to you and says, I want you to call the office and say this. Then you do it. Hallelujah. And you'll come to find out, they say, oh, well, we missed that little clause in there. We can't foreclose your house. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus. See, God said he was going to get the glory. And so he spoke into the situation and told them to do something that was connected to it, even though it looked over with. And the dead, the Bible says, the Martha said, Lord, he's been afraid. He stinks. He's been there 4 days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes we still need some correction on our faith, people. We still need some correction on our faith. See, Martha could believe him concerning the resurrection at the last day, which was a future event, okay? But as far as believing him for now, she struggled. Why? Because she's looking at the circumstances. And sometimes when God speaks a word to that situation that appears to be dead for you to do something now, we struggle with it. Well, Lord, call them, Lord. What you mean? They already said the house going to be sold tomorrow. It's already, what you mean, call them? And God has to tell you, said, did I not tell you? It said it's not honor to thee that you would see the glory of God if you believe? Hallelujah. So we talk on the Blog Talk Radio about miracles, God's God, and he's doing it, and he's going to do it. And it's going to be on account of the faith. Listen. People are going to be receiving things that appear to be over with. You're going to see people have a relentless faith, even though it looks like you is dead and gone. You're going to see them have such a religious faith. Why? Because God spoke a word to them before that situation like looked like it ended and told them we'll see the glory of God. They believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. They believe it. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said in verse 41, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Glory to God. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He knew his name, people. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. God of Ahasha. You know, God is in the restoring business. I sense the Spirit of the Lord on me. God is in the restoring business, people. He's going to restore what the enemy has taken. He's going to restore. In fact, he said the last enemy that's going to be put on the foot is death. That's what he said in the book of Corinthians. The last enemy that's going to be, see, death is an enemy. A friend, it's an enemy per se, and you know it's not a friend. It's not death, not a friend. It's an enemy. God said that's going to be the last enemy put on the foot. Hallelujah. So he calls out Lazarus' name, and he said, "Come forth." And to your situation that looks dead and gone, God is going to glory. Jesus, who glory? Glory. Hallelujah. God's going to call it to come forth. He's going to call it to come forth. He's going to call healing, come forth. Deliverance, come forth. Hallelujah. Peace, come forth. When it looks like it's dead and gone, that is over with. Hallelujah. And over a space of time, 4 days, thank you, Jesus. This one, the day after, 4 days. You can imagine what the people was out of thinking. Oh, okay, it's not going to happen. It's over with. Jesus wasn't here anyhow. So, 4 days, that's the end of the story. The Bible said, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. And his faith was bound about with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Glory. Did you hear? He said, loose him and let him go. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' glory was seen in what he resurrected. Listen, faith and God can prevent some things, but faith will also bring you through some things. And see, we're looking for the glory of God. More times, if we had this on a scale, the scale would tip more in favor of God's glory seen in preventing something than it is resurrecting something. See, when we see the glory of God manifest and he prevents something, we, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that's what we're supposed to do. But sometimes our mind is more wired to that side of the fence, per se, than on the other side of, hey, God's glory can be seen through that which he can resurrect. Okay? Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. God has resurrected ministries that went through, okay? Glory. He's resurrected ministry based on the faith of the people. You look at Jim Baker. Now, we know the situation Jim Baker had back, 70s, 80s, whatever, and, he went to jail. And, I think it was some involved with this lady was involved. I don't know. I don't remember where she's prostitute or whatever, but whatever this lady involved. And we saw his ministry went crash. But God resurrected his ministry based on him repenting and his faith in the Lord, and God resurrected his ministry. And I see him on TV. I've seen him many times. It's been a while. But he has been a blessing. And I thank God for him. Amen. He's been a blessing. I mean, I don't agree with everything Brother Baker says, but for the most part, I do. Okay. And, you know, he's been a blessing. So, Jesus called out to Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, and he that was dead came forth. See, when Jesus calls something forth in your life, it's coming forth. Okay? I mean, it's coming forth. Anything that he calls forth in your life is coming forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Glory. And his face was bound about with a napkin, and Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose him and let him go. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen, somebody. Amen, amen, somebody. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says that many of the Jews which came to Mary had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. So he got glory. And see, his glory was not just to be seen with the disciples and Martha, but the Jews. Because there's some things in your life that God will use to manifest his glory, not just to you, but even to others. That's why there are certain things that we go through. I don't care how much you try to hide it or keep it secret, you won't be able to do it. There's some things that people are going to see that you're going to go through in the open. That's just the way things go. Everything you can't hide, you know, just like, for example, me, I'm a private person, but I know that there are some things that I don't care how much I want to hide it, I can't hide it. And some people are either going to see it or they're going to know about it, okay? And see, sometimes when we pray and we say, Lord, get the glory in my life, get the glory in my life, get the glory in my life. Sometimes we don't realize what situation, what things that God is going to do it, okay? And how that he may even use certain situations you go through or you yourself to get the glory, okay? And so this thing was not just to be seen by Martha, Mary, and the disciples, but also the Jews that was around. The Bible said many of them who saw the things Jesus did, they believed on him. But some of them went their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees in council and said, what do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him alone, or let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. You think that some people will be happy and excited and joyful for you to see that God has resurrected something in your life that you have petitioned him about. But everybody's not going to be rejoicing. Everybody's not going to be happy. And you must understand that. I don't tell you this message to make you bitter towards people. I'm telling you this message so you won't be caught off guard when Cousin Joe, who you were close with, and God is doing this in your life, and you think Cousin Joe is going to be happy with you and giving you a hug and patting you and saying thank you, Lord, and you're going to look and you're going to see Cousin Joe going to have one of the nastiest attitudes. And you be like, wait a minute, I would think that you'd be happy for me. But he won't. See, here, when it came to the Pharisees and told them that, the chief priests and the Pharisees, all they was thinking about said, hey, shoot, if we leave him alone, the men are going to believe on him, and the Romans going to come and take away our place and nation. Okay? Their place and nation, glory. Because they wanted to be the top. They wanted to be one seen, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody's not going to be excited for you, you know, and that's something you got to understand, you know. And not that you should have bitterness against them, but some people's not going to be excited. Some are going to be excited. Some are going to be touched. The glory of God is going to be seen. They're going to believe on God. Because, listen, in the book called Christian Martyrs of the World, one of the ways that God got glory, and some people don't even think about this, is that, you know, in that time, when you express your faith in Christ, the way they punish you, one of the things they did was they took you in the middle of a village, and they put you in the middle, and they tied you to this pole or stick or whatever. They would get the fire off from the house or some nearby houses, and people in the village would come circle around and watch this. And they would put these things around you, and I think they call them faggots. But anyhow, whatever it is, they're supposed to burn pretty fast. And they would ask you, would you renounce Christ? And you say no. And they would burn, set them things on fire, and they would burn you alive at the stake. Well, I tell you that to say this. In reading that book, do you know that there were some people who got saved by seeing the people burn up at the stake? Now you say, how in the world was that? Because they saw their relentless faith. They no longer become focused on, hey, this person's on fire, burning up. Man, they should have renounced it. No, they saw their faith. And some of those people that was among the villagers who got around the circle to watch this got saved. God got the glory. He got the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He got the glory, people. Yes, he did. And he's going to get the glory in your life. So some of you that's listening, you brought a petition to God about something, and God spoke to you in your spirit. He said, you're going to see my glory in this. And ever since he spoke that to you, it looked like that thing and got worse. Let me tell you something. If God spoke that in your spirit, you hold to it. I don't care how big glory. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care if it get worse. You hold to it. And you're going to see God's glory. And God's glory is going to manifest in your life through what he's going to resurrect. He's going to resurrect. Now, don't get me wrong. There are going to be some things in our life. God's going to get the glory by preventing it. He's going to prevent it from getting it worse. He's going to prevent some things from happening. He's going to do it. But not all of them. The other part where he's going to get the glory is he's going to resurrect some things that's going to look like it's over with. Glory. You've been fired off the job. This looks like it's over. You can't find a job nowhere. God's going to resurrect some work for you. Glory to Jesus. Hold glory. Thank you, Lord. So the Lord says unto you today, said I not unto thee. It's a reminder of what he told you. Some of you that's listening needed that reminder. You needed that reminder. Because God told you back here that you're gonna do this for me. You're gonna do a work for me and you're gonna do this. And after he spoke that, it looked like your situation got worse and it looked like there's no way now that I can do that thing that he said. And therefore God is sending you a reminder, says, said I not unto thee that you would see my glory, that you would do this thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, too, you know, this message is for me also. Because there was some times in my life there was, you know, things that, you know, I asked God about. And like I said, I can see why there were some things I missed out on. Why? Because of unbelief. There were some things that God wanted to do in the certain situations I was in to get the glory. But because that thing looked worse to me and like it was over with, my faith went with it. Even after God had spoke such and such a thing to me about it. And see, I missed out on it. Hallelujah. And see, we can't miss out some things or miss out on the move of God because of unbelief. And that's why God said, said I not unto thee that thou will behold the glory of God if thou believe. Okay. So therefore, it requires the faith of the Lord. Amen. It requires faith, people, and we need to walk in that faith. And I'm telling you, you're going to see God do some marvelous works among people that in this day and time. He's going to do some supernatural moves because some of these people you're going to look at, their faith is going to be so relentless, it's going to be mind-blowing. It's going to be mind-blowing. You're going to be like, man, their faith is going to be so strong, you will start believing. Amen. I mean, you're going to be like, man, this, you know, and you'll look at them, you say, man, there ain't nothing shaking them on that. Watch. And God wants that to be the same with you. And see, I'm believing God for that too. That, like I said, there's things I've asked God, and I got to admit, at times, even as of late, I've been shaken up by what has happened. I go, oh, Lord, what, you said this, you said that, my God, what is this, what's happening, what's going on? And God sends a word and said, said I not unto thee? And I have to stand on that. Said I not unto thee? Shout out, Bohesha, glory. And to you that are listening, God says, said I not unto thee? Whatever your situation was, whatever that thing God talked to you about, God may have told you this 2 or 3 years ago. And he says, said not unto thee. Said I not unto thee? Glory. I am grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for such a word that I know for me personally, I need it. I need it. And I just want to say, you know, I've been talking, I've mentioned at different times the school of teaching, and I want to put it out there once again for those of you listening. God has dealt with me in my spirit about we need a school of teaching of the Word of God. And I want to say, you know, this is not to put down anyone's pastors to say they don't have knowledge as me and stuff like that. I'm not doing it. This is to be a help in the ministry, a help in the work of the Lord. So to those of you who are members, and you have pastors and you're listening to this, run it by your pastor. But all I'm asking for is 2 or 3 subjects that you would like to see taught, the Word of God taught on about. And you can reach me at Nathaniel Hunt. My phone number is 662-229-5331. That's 662-229-5331. Or you can send your, your request and all that to my email address. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And so you can definitely send it there, amen, and I will be checking it periodically, okay? Praise be to God. So I am very grateful for that opportunity and time. And so let us pray. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are Lord and God, and besides you there is no other. There is no one greater than thee. And Lord God, we lift you up and magnify your name. And Lord, you have indeed blessed me tonight. You have blessed all that have been listening. We are grateful for your fantastic word. So therefore, Lord God, we are very, very grateful to your mercy, your grace, and your presence. So, Lord, I pray that everyone that was listening was blessed in the name of Jesus. And I pray that this word will go into their hearts. And, Lord, we will give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for you. Lord, say the same. Tune in tomorrow. Another God's Word of Man broadcast. Lord, say the same. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock. I should be back on again at that time. Praise be to God. So, once again, thank God for you listening. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word of Man broadcast. And may God bless you and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.